This is KVNF's regional newscast for Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. I'm Gavin Dahl. Governor Jared Polis signed a $34 billion state budget Monday that largely restores dramatic cuts lawmakers made last year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Polis says the spending plan boosts the state's reserve fund to the highest level since the 1980s.
We're also making significant investment in schools, increasing funding by 14%. Or almost $600 million, fully restoring the cut that was made in 2021.
Meanwhile, lawmakers are still working to pass parts of an $800 million stimulus package that includes more relief for small businesses. The Hotchkiss Marshal's Office is in hot water. There was an incident with two officers involving a wrecked cop car, with both officers placed on administrative leave. Rumors ran wild, but official details are shrouded in executive session silence. Hotchkiss has relied on Paonia Police picking up the slack on a freelance basis. That contract ended Sunday. Now, the Delta County Independent reports a complaint has been filed against Marshal Dan Miller and Municipal Judge Lynn French, centering on a shoplifting incident at Ace Gamble's hardware store involving the Marshal's 39-year-old daughter, Charity Meeks. In a complaint, store owner Kim Shea states the Marshal's daughter was caught on camera removing approximately $300 worth of merchandise from the store on March 17th. The case was allegedly disposed of secretly with few consequences and now has been passed on to the town's contract attorney. We'll hear more from the DCI's Lisa Young about her reporting on Local Motion tonight at 6. The Arbol Farm Market kicks off the 2021 season today. Their successful inaugural year was held at a farm on Lamborn Mesa above Paonia last summer. This year, the market has moved to Town Park. This evening includes turntable stylings from the Rhythm Alchemist, alongside locally grown foods, garden starts, and craft vendors from 5 to 8 p.m. The Montrose Recreation District is looking for public input. This evening, they are hosting a live virtual forum to determine what services, programs, and facilities residents would like to see developed over the next 10 years. The public forum is from 6 to 7 p.m. The Delta Montrose Electric Association has announced its 2020 financial report shows significant improvement following a new power contract with subsidiary Guzman Energy. DMEA's adjusted net operating margins exceeded $4.3 million, more than double that of 2019. DMEA attributes this to reduced wholesale power supply costs. They withdrew from their previous power contract with Tri-State Generation and Transmission in June of 2020. As a result, power costs decreased by more than $2.7 million, despite the same kilowatt-hour purchases. The Electric Association says this guarantees stable power prices for years to come. Last month, there was a demonstration, reportedly over 300 people, at the Delta County School Board meeting opposing comprehensive sex education. State House Bill 1032, passed in 2019, calls for schools to adopt comprehensive human sexuality education curriculum and prohibits instruction emphasizing abstinence as the primary preventative pregnancy method available to students. The law also prohibits using shame-based or stigmatizing language or instructional tools, employing gender stereotypes, or excluding the health needs of LGBT individuals. This Thursday, Paonia-based nonprofit Learning Council is organizing a pride parade outside the next school board meeting. Alicia Michelson joins me next to talk about why the pride parade is about more than just potential changes to district curriculum. Thanks for speaking with KVNF, Alicia.
Thanks for having me, Gavin.
A new column distributed by the Writers on the Range service this week argues discrimination against LGBTQ youth is shaping the agenda down in Cortez in Montezuma County. Are you concerned the same thing will happen here?
Yeah, I am really concerned, and that was part of the reason why I went to the school board meeting last month, was because I saw that it wasn't a concern so much against sexual health education, but they had actually called sexual health education, quote, LGBT/transgendered curriculum. I'd never heard of that kind of curriculum before, and so the fact that the focus was on LGBT/transgendered curriculum was a big red flag to me. There's a lot of misunderstanding and fear going around from the statements that I heard outside of the school board and as well as inside the public comment.
The Delta County Republican Party emailed followers over the weekend discouraging attendance at the school board meeting this week. They derisively refer to, quote, the LGBT or whatever crowd and claim your side is, quote, hoping for a confrontation. They also shared a rumor that, quote, outsiders are being brought in, and they instruct party faithful, quote, Don't talk to anyone you don't know about this situation. If they are part of the press, no matter what you say, it will be twisted or taken out of context. Why do you think fear of what folks don't understand, ultimately, is such a powerful motivator right now for this local chapter of the Republican Party and for certain faith leaders?
Wow, that's a great question, and I honestly am not really sure how to answer it. Last month at the school board meeting, looking out into the crowd, I really noticed, oh, these are like neighbors, teachers, people that, you know, I could be related to. And even though we don't really see eye to eye, you know, we all live here together. And so I think this is a great opportunity for the community to come together and learn, come together and find solutions when we're confronted with something that we don't know about or that we have fear around, that sometimes we get defensive. So I think that some of that might be happening, but I also, you know, in that defensiveness, I'm not sure why there's this, you know, sort of making up of stories like that we want to confront and fight with people when, you know, it doesn't really make a lot of sense for us to fight about an issue that is around, you know, like teaching people about consent or teaching people about body safety, things like that. It's like, why do we fight about this? This is something that we can really talk about and probably find some common ground, because I think that both parties really are concerned about youth and are concerned about health. And I think, you know, the more that we learn and the more that we talk to each other, the more opportunities there are for us to understand each other's perspectives and find community solutions that will really serve everybody.
What does the Learning Council want the school district to do next?
We would really love to work with the school district on this issue. We are proposing to the school board that we all co-host a community forum that could include medical professionals, some youth, include people from the CDPHE who are looking after the House Bill 19-1032, include some sexual health educators, include some people who from the school district who have been looking at the different sexual health education curriculums, and do have a forum where we can sort of demystify some of the concerns and questions around comprehensive sex ed, get the facts out there, and then also give folks an opportunity to have their questions answered and their concerns addressed directly by people who are working towards bringing comprehensive sex ed to not only this community, but the entire state.
That's Learning Council Executive Director Alicia Michelson. Thanks for speaking with KVNF.
Thank you, Gavin.
The gathering begins just after 5 o'clock, ahead of the 6 o'clock school board meeting this Thursday. Sign-up starts at 4 to speak directly to the school board. That does it for Tuesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.